It's a true honor to introduce our next presenter. He's in his first term representing the 2nd Congressional District of Louisiana in the United States House of Representatives. He has an extensive history, which I could read to you. He is the youngest of six, and he is a product of the local Orleans parish public schools, and he has dedicated considerable time and service to the local community and state. He was the first African-American to be elected from the 102nd District of Louisiana, and was the youngest ever floor leader representing the city of New Orleans. He has extensive other political credentials, including serving on the New Orleans City Council. He has continued to stay rooted here in his home communities, and in doing so, before getting to Congress and now in Congress, he continues to be particularly a champion of civil rights and eliminating economic disparities. I got a note just shortly before we started, if I understand this note right, that says that the congressman's cousin, came to a chapter meeting, maybe joined the Federation last month. I think I have that right. So he's part of the Federation family by extension. We're really proud to welcome to our stage the Honorable Troy Carter.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, and thank you so very much for allowing me to be with you today. I'm Congressman Troy Carter, and welcome to New Orleans. New Orleans is my home and your home for the next few days, and hopefully maybe you consider making it your home permanently at some point. We certainly welcome you. The food is good. The people are great. The culture is incredible. The weather's kind of hot. But 3 out of 4 ain't bad. We certainly appreciate that you're being here, enjoying our incredible food. New Orleans is a very special place. It is indeed an honor to be here with you on the occasion of the National Federation of the Blind's annual conference. Your organization has been a long leading voice in the nationwide fight for equality and accessibility. I've enjoyed working with NFB Louisiana members when I was in the state Senate to advance civil rights issues of the blind in our state. I've enjoyed working with NFB Louisiana members when I, now as a member of Congress. Today I serve in Congress trying to achieve the dream of a Louisiana and America where everyone has a chance, opportunity, and need support services to be available for them. Too often, people with disabilities are not given what they need to live their lives, and not just safely, but also the way they want to achieve their personal dreams, just like anyone else. And that's just in good times. We need to ensure that even in times of uncertainty or disaster, such as hurricane season, like here in Louisiana, that everyone's needs are still planned and that there's no one is left behind. Accessibility is essential, and it cannot be an afterthought. It must be a forethought. It must be a present thought. It must be an always thought. The risks are serious, and they demand inclusive planning and policies to keep everyone safe. In Congress, I'm committed to continuing to fight for civil rights and for the policies that support blind Americans, whether that is in fighting against discrimination, rehabilitation supports, accessible technology, or for more employment opportunities. They all are incredibly important. We must uphold and expand upon the protections of the Americans with Disabilities Act, with additional legislation that gives solutions that serve our entire community. I was proud to work to vote for the infrastructure law last year, a landmark bipartisan bill that's bringing some $7 billion to the state of Louisiana and $1.2 trillion in infrastructure dollars for our entire country. One element that's extremely important in this bill is funding for transit, a critical resource for Americans of all backgrounds and a part of solution toward a cleaner, greener transportation sector. And bills that include billions of dollars for funding to expand transit accessibility services and efficiency across our nation. I know that broadband access is critical. We know that it is no longer a luxury, but a necessity. We know that broadband is a critical resource for many in the blind community. And thanks to the bill, many Americans are now eligible for free internet through the Infrastructure Law Affordable Connectivity Program. You can check your availability and sign up in getinternet.gov. The past few years has taught us the importance of telehealth access to help make healthcare services easier and access to appointments easier to make. I'm proud that the American Rescue Plan and other federal investments have helped to normalize virtual and phone telehealth services for all Americans, expanding the reach for our healthcare professionals. Your organization's advocacy and awareness in raising efforts at every level of government is so important, and it really has made a difference. So to all of the advocates who visit with us, who talk with us, who push forward those issues that we may not have enough information on, we say to you, thank you. Thank you, because it is making a difference. Here's an example of the advocacy of NFB. I am now a proud sponsor of three of your top priority federal legislations. The Access Technology Affordability and the Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act will help make technologies more affordable and functional for blind Americans. Now more than ever, we must tear down barriers to employment so that everyone who wants can join the workforce and contribute to our economy and our communities. I've been working throughout my career to expand workers' rights, safe conditions, and good wages. That's why I'm proud to sponsor the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act. To help remove barriers to employment for people with disabilities and increase opportunities for blind Americans who want to join the workforce. Additionally, I will continue to fight to raise minimum wage for everyone across America. Work is work, and everyone deserves a living wage for a fair compensation is at a minimum at least $15 an hour. I'm so honored to be with you today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your tenacity, your commitment, and your perseverance. I cannot tell you how proud I am to see your dreams become reality, to see you stand and provide and lead. Before I leave you today, I want to share just a little bit of a personal story. It was mentioned earlier in my introduction that my little cousin is in the audience. He's an inspiration to me and to most when they know his story, as many of you are to people who know your stories. But if you would bear with me a little bit today, I'm going to brag on someone that I love greatly. I'm going to brag on someone who grew up with me as my own little brother. Two sisters' children, Eartha and Judith. I'm going to brag about Daron Walker. Daron Walker is a young man who lost his sight but found his life. Let me say that again. Daron Walker is a young man who lost his sight but found his life. Daron Walker is my baby cousin who, in a pledging accident in undergraduate school, lost his sight. Now, you might imagine for a young man who was the life of the party, losing your sight in a senseless accident, he could have very easily did a woe is me. He deserved it. What happened to him was horrible. He could have retreated to a corner and said, life dealt me a bad hand. He deserved it. It was a horrible thing that happened to him. No one would have begrudged him for being depressed or sad about his great loss. No one would have begrudged him for the pain that he suffered in losing his sight. But remember, I said he lost his sight, but he found his life. My little cousin, who I did not know would be here today until I ran into him in the lobby. He did not know I was going to be here until I pulled the hair on his chinny chin chin in the lobby. And he instantly said, cuz, where are you? Because only I pull the hair on his chin. He didn't know I was going to say this. And I didn't until I pulled up. It is not in my text. But I want you to know Daron Walker, who lost his sight in a senseless college undergraduate pledging incident, who went on to complete his undergraduate degree. Because he wasn't going to let losing sight end his life. And then he did something else that was pretty incredible. He went back to school and got a master's degree. He didn't let losing his sight interfere with his vision. And then he did something really, 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 really amazing. He went back to school and got a PhD. That's my little cousin, Daron Walker, who lost his sight but found his life. Then he went on to Washington to work for the Department of Transportation, United States Department of Transportation, doing what you might imagine, helping other people who lost their sight. That's my little cousin, Daron Walker. Give him a round of applause. I bring that message to you today not because I'm bragging, although I am, about how much I love my little cousin, how proud I am of my little cousin for his tenacity, perseverance, and unwilling to quit, unwilling to accept the fact that he couldn't see made him any less a productive American. Just like all of you. Just like all of you, we appreciate and we love and we respect. We all have differences. We all have shortcomings. But I promise you, not one of us is any better than anybody else. So your issues are very personal to me, and you can count me as a full partner now and forevermore. Anything that I can do to advance the causes, the interests, the resources, the planning, the programming, the dollars, the research, you can count on Congressman Troy A. Carter. I know that this event is especially important this year as COVID has kept many of us from gathering together. So happy to have you back in person here in New Orleans to enjoy our food, fanfare, and people. I hope this year's conference has been a chance for you not only to learn and engage, but also to build connections and expand your community and connections, all while having a little fun in the best city in the world. Now, I may be a little bit biased. This is true. This is home for me, and I love this community. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your advocacy. Thank you all for what you do to help make our world a more equal and accessible place. I am proud to be your partner in this work and extend equal opportunities to all. And I stand ready to assist in every possible way. God bless you, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you today.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure.